crushed into tallow.
Dorothy, we're busy. Please, we're trying to count.
Zeke, what am I going to do about Miss Gulch just because Toto chases her old cat?
Listen, honey, I got them hogs to get in.
Now, look at Dorothy. You ain't using your head about Miss Gulch. Think you didn't have any brains at all.
I have so got brains.
Well, why don't you use them?
Annie, really? You know what Miss Gulch said she was going to do to Toto? She says she
now,
was going to...
Now, Dorothy, dear, stop imagining things. You always get yourself into a fret over nothing. Now, you just help us out today and find yourself a place where you won't get into any trouble.
Place where there isn't any trouble. Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto? There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain. Chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the
Dorothy, well, what has Dorothy done?
Me, she bit you?
No, her dog.
Oh, she bit her dog, eh?
No. That dog's a menace to the community. I'm taking him to the sheriff and make sure he's destroyed.
Destroyed? Toto? Oh, you can't, you mustn't. Annie M., Uncle Henry, you won't let her, will you?
Will we, Em?
Well, that's for the sheriff to decide. Here's what I'm taking him in. So he can't attack me again.
Oh, no, no, I won't let you take him. You wicked old witch. Uncle Henry, Auntie M., don't let him take Toto. Oh, don't let him take him,
enough.
Please.
Let me have
stop
him.
Her.
Put him in the basket, Henry.
Oh,
the idea.
Oh, Uncle Henry. Got you back. You came back. Oh, I'm so glad. Toto. Oh, they'll be coming back for you in a minute. We've got to get away. We've got to run away.
It's a twister.
Dorothy! Kansas anymore. We must be over the rainbow.
Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
Who, me? I'm not a witch at all. I'm Dorothy Gale from Kansas.
Oh.
What was that?
The Munchkins. They're laughing because I am a witch. I'm Glinda, the Witch of the North.
You are? Oh, I beg your pardon, but I've never heard of a beautiful witch before. But if you please, what are Munchkins?
The little people who live in this land. It's Munchkin Land, and you are their national heroine, my dear. It's all right. You may all come out and thank her. Come out, wherever you are, and meet the young lady who fell from a star. She fell from the sky, she fell very far, and Kansas, she says, is the name of the star.
Kansas, she says, is the name of the star.
She brings you good news, or haven't you heard? When she fell out of Kansas, a miracle occurred.
It really was no miracle. What happened was just this. The wind began to switch, the house to pitch, and suddenly the hinges started to unhitch. Just then, the witch, to satisfy an itch, went flying on her broomstick, thumbing for a hitch.
And oh, what happened then was rich.
The house began to pitch, and the kitchen took a stitch. It landed on the wicked witch in the middle of a ditch. Witch, turn around and help this situation for the wicked witch. The house began to pitch, and the kitchen took a stitch. It landed on the wicked witch in the middle of a ditch. Witch, turn around and help this situation for the wicked witch. Who began to twitch, and was reduced to just a stitch. And what was one?
A day of independence for all the Munchkins and their descendants.
If any.
Yes, let the joyous news be spread. The wicked old witch at last is dead.
She was dead.
That was her sister, the Wicked Witch of the East. This is the Wicked Witch of the West. She's worse than the other one was.
Who killed my sister? Who killed the Witch of the East? Was it you?
No. No, it was an accident. I didn't mean to kill anybody.
Well, my little pretty, I can cause accidents too.
Oh, rubbish. You have no power here. Be gone before somebody drops a house on you too.
Very well. I'll bide my time. But just try to stay out of my way. Just try. I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
What a smell of sulfur. I'm afraid you've made rather a bad enemy of the Wicked Witch of the West. The sooner you get out of Oz altogether, the safer you'll sleep, my dear.
Oh, I'd give anything to get out of Oz altogether. But which is the way back to Kansas? I can't go the way I came.
No, that's true. The only person who might know would be the great and wonderful Wizard of Oz himself.
Wizard of Oz? Is he good or is he wicked?
Oh, very good, but very mysterious.
He lives in the Emerald City, and that's a long journey from here. Did you bring your broomstick with you?
No, I'm afraid I didn't.
Well, then, you'll have to walk. The Munchkins will see you safely to the border of Munchkinland.
But how do I start for Emerald City?
It's always best to start at the beginning, and all you do is follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow, 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 follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick, follow the yellow brick, follow the yellow brick road. You're off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Oz. You'll find he is a wizard of wiz, if ever a wiz there was.
Which way do we go?
Pardon me. That way is a very nice way.
Who said that?
That's funny. Wasn't he pointing the other way?
Of course, people do go both ways.
Are you doing that on purpose? Or can't you make up your mind?
That's the trouble. I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
Oh, I'm a failure because I haven't got a brain.
Well, what would you do with a brain if you had one?
Do? Why, if I had a brain, I could...
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain.
With the thoughts you'd be thinking, you could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain.
Oh, I could tell you why the ocean's near the shore. I could think of things I never thought before, and then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nuffin, my head all full of stuffin, my heart all full of pain. I would dance and be merry, life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain.
Wonderful! Why, if our scarecrow bat in Kansas could do that, the crows would be scared to pieces.
They would? Hmm. Where's Kansas?
That's where I live. And I want to get back there so badly, I'm going all the way to Emerald City to get the Wizard of Oz to help me.
Do you think if I went with you, this wizard would give me some brains?
I couldn't say. But even if he didn't, you'd be no worse off than you are now.
Yes, that's true. Look, I won't be any trouble because I don't need a thing. And I won't try to manage things because I can't think. Won't you take me with you?
Why, of course I will.
Hooray! We're off to see a wizard!
To Oz?
To Oz.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is the Wizard of Wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Something? He said oil can.
My goodness, I can talk again. Oh, it feels wonderful.
Well,
You're perfect now.
Perfect? Oh, bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect. Go ahead, bang on it. It's empty. The tinsmith forgot to give me a heart. All hollow. When a man's an empty kettle, he should be on his mettle, and yet I'm torn apart. Just because I'm presuming that I could be kinda human if I only had a heart. I'd be tender, I'd be gentle, and awful sentimental regarding love and art. I'd be friends with the sparrows and the boy who shoots the arrows if I only had a heart. Picture me a balcony, above a voice sings low.
Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
I hear a beat. How sweet, just to register emotion, jealousy, devotion, and really feel the part. I could stay young and chipper, and I'd lock it with a zipper, if I only had a heart.
That was wonderful, you know. We were just wondering why you couldn't come with us to the Emerald City to ask the Wizard of Oz for a heart.
Well, suppose the wizard wouldn't give me one when we got there.
Oh, but he will. He must. We've come such a long way already.
To Oz? To Oz.
We come to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. Here he is, the wizard of a wizard, if ever a wizard there was. If ever, ever a wizard there was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Like this forest. It's dark and creepy. Do you suppose we'll meet any wild animals?
We might.
Sneaking up on me, eh?
Here. Go away and let us alone.
Oh, scared, huh? Afraid, huh? Well, I'll get you anyway, Pee-wee.
Shame on you!
What did you do that for? I didn't bite them.
No, but you tried to. It's bad enough picking on a straw man, but when you go around picking on poor little dogs...
Well, you didn't have to go and hit me, did you? Is my nose bleeding?
Well, of course not. My goodness, what a fuss you're making. Well, naturally, when you go around picking on things weaker than you are, why, you're nothing but a great big coward.
You're right, I am a coward. Look at the circles under my eyes. I haven't slept in weeks.
Why don't you try counting sheep?
That doesn't do any good. I'm afraid of them.
Oh, that's too bad. Don't you think the wizard could help him, too?
I don't see why not. Why don't you come along with us? We're on our way to see the wizard now, to get him a heart.
And him a brain.
I'm sure he could give you some courage.
Wouldn't you feel degraded to be seen in the company of a cowardly lion? I would.
Oh, of course not.
Gee, that's awfully nice of you. My life has been simply unbearable.
Yeah, it's sad, believe me, missy, when you're born to be a sissy without the feminine five. But I could show my prowess, be a lion, not a mouse, if I only had the nerve. I'm afraid there's no denying I'm just a dandelion, a fate I don't deserve. I'd be brave as a blizzard.
I'd be gentle as a lizard.
I'd be clever as a gizzard.
If the wizard is a wizard who will serve,
then I'm sure to get a brain,
a heart,
a home,
the knife.
Oh, we're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. And here he is, the Wizard of Oz.
a whiz, if ever a whiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a whiz there was, the Wizard of Oz was one. Because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the Wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.